Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and for that, we are joined by DW Sports correspondent Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Now, Chris, Robert Lewandowski returning to the Bayern Munich starting 11 meant that they were supposed to be celebrating their ninth straight title after defeating Mainz, but their plans were postponed due to being upset by Mainz.
Yeah, this was the biggest upset of the match day. Little old Mainz defeating mighty, mighty Bayern Munich. Something tells me Bayern prefer to win their ninth title in Munich and not on the road. Robert Lewandowski did manage to spark the offense late, but the damage was already done. The only benefit to him is he gets one step closer to that historic 40-goal mark set by Gerd Müller. You know, other than that, Bayern did everything. They subbed out several players, tried to get new fresh blood on the pitch. That didn't work. Mainz was fighting for survival, but since their new coach Svensson took over, they have not lost a match. Beating Bayern means a team has to have execution to near perfection most of the time. Mainz did that on two occasions, plain and simple. Their first goal caught Manuel Neuer on his heels. Bukart had too much pepper on it. Quaison added another before the break. You know, right now, Mainz look really good in the table. They look like they're secure being in the Bundesliga next season. Bayern, I think, will get it done, but we have to face facts. There's turmoil there like any other club. You know, the news Hansi Flick is departing came out recently, so we see the team being lackluster, but it all could be a ploy, like I said at the start. I do think Bayern want to secure that historic run, their ninth title in a row, but I definitely think they want to do that in Munich, you know, and not far away in Mainz. Their next match will be important. It's on the 8th, so they do have some time off. They host Gladbach, but Gladbach right now look really good. I mean, Gladbach fired 5 goals against Arminia Bielefeld their last time out, so this match could be very important, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Speaking of returning to action, Dortmund's Jadon Sancho made his return against Wolfsburg, yet Erling Haaland was the hero once again for Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, Erling Haaland, you know, he's a diamond, you know, that shines quite often. I mean, he scores his 24th and 25th goal. There's no shock. If you watch him play, you watch, you know, how upset and, you know, just the emotion he brings to the pitch, the explosiveness, you know, he has. And he did very well to capitalize on mistakes made by Wolfsburg in this match. But you mentioned Jadon Sancho. I did expect this match to mark the return of Jadon Sancho because he was a very hyped up player as Haaland is now, but there was really nothing to celebrate. No fireworks at all. I mean, he does show signs of rust. Hopefully he does shake those off because there are only 3 matches to play and they're in the German Cup as well. You know, but in this particular match, Haaland's performance didn't surprise me more than the fact that Wolfsburg didn't take advantage of having an extra man on the pitch. You know, that's the saddest thing. Wolfsburg looked really good early on. They're very secure, you know, in third spot. But right now, you know, they've been sliding down. They had a really tough month. You know, they played Bayern. They played Frankfurt. You know, they took those 2 defeats. And right now it's very tight. We have Dortmund chasing the Champions League. I think Dortmund right now have tunnel vision when it comes to the Champions League, you know, and it's very tight with the 3rd, 4th, and 5th place teams. Only 1 point separate those teams, you know, and Dortmund, when you factor in a informed Jadon Sancho, I think that they'll be very deadly, you know, as long as Haaland keeps firing the way he is, you know, but Dortmund look good, you know, and every time Dortmund win, you know, and Frankfurt lose, which they recently did, that's better for Dortmund. You know, and Frankfurt are looking lackluster as they did against Leverkusen. You know, and I do know that there are Frankfurt fans all over the world right now. It's unfortunate that they're just not getting it done.
Now, the Champions League race, as you've mentioned, is heating up. Do you think Bayern Leverkusen's win against Frankfurt was enough to put them back into the mix?
I think definitely, you know, right now. Now, you know, they definitely have to win and win only. They have 5 points to make up, you know, right now to really get into the mix. As I mentioned, only 3 matches left. That's 9 points on the table. You know, they have to rely on the good performances. They look better under new management, Hannes Wolf, specifically Leon Bailey. Leon Bailey looks really good. Leon Bailey's almost close to a double-double, you know, meaning 10 goals and 10 assists. He has 9 right now. You know, he's coming off a goal. He set up another. and they look good. Leverkusen next on their schedule. They have Bremen, Union, and they have Dortmund to close out the season. That could be, you know, a very important match. That match could be the difference maker when it comes to the Champions League qualification, because it all depends on what the teams do around these teams competing for those only four places. Really, only two places are tossed up at this point, number third and fourth. You know, so Leverkusen, as long as they keep winning, you know, they could make a run for it. But it's tight all over the table right now. Not only Champions League, also Europa League, and also the bottom of the table. So these last few matches are going to be really interesting, and a lot of players are going to be playing and pushing for their teams to achieve and reach new ground.
Now, Schalke got relegated last week, and some of their players were attacked. What else is going on with the Royal Blues, Chris?
Well, not only was the Schalke team bus attacked, but a player's car was basically obliterated, you know, and the club has responded. Obviously, the club does not endorse any kind of violent eruptions by fanatics that are upset that their team is being relegated. But they've also communicated to their players and told players they can opt out of their contracts. Now, typically you don't see this, but the reality is, you know, a lot of those players on a lot of players all around the Bundesliga earn quite a lot of money. You know, when a team gets relegated, they still have to pay those contracts, and that makes it difficult. Schalke has been in the news not only because their poor performance, because their poor money management skills recently. You know, they're losing a lot of money. Nothing's going right for Schalke right now. You know, and their fans reacted. Obviously, they were at a tipping point. You know, and them being relegated pushed their fans over the edge. And I can understand that, but you can't tolerate that kind of reaction. But you do want the professionals to perform better. I wish Schalke all the best. They have a lot of time on their hands to get it back together. I hope they do.
Now, Chris, the news of last week, the Super League came and went. Did anything else hit your radar in Germany this past week?
Yeah, well, just to mention about this whole European Super League, German Bundesliga, you know, no way they would commit to an idea that would prevent any players playing on their German national team. You look at that team, a lot of those players play on Bayern's team, so that's a complete no-go. There's no way that would work out, and I'm glad it's not going to happen. Now, the other news is Bayern-related. They hit my radar. Nagelsmann joining Bayern as their next manager is making a bit of noise. It'll take $30 million to get him from Leipzig early. I do think Bayern would make that kind of investment. But Nagelsmann spoke about this recently, about April 18th, 19th. Came out and said there's nothing to report. No one's approached him. It's only a rumor. It's only speculation. He doesn't want to really add fuel to that. But the reality is, one rumor that came out was the fact that Hansi Flick was going to leave Bayern at the end of the season. And that proved to be true. Maybe this does as well. I think it'll be a smart, wise investment because he's young. He's a winner, and I definitely think he can galvanize an offense and a team around him, and he loves Munich. So it seems like, you know, a marriage made in heaven. So I think it's a matter of time, and let's see if it happens or it's announced before the end of the season.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga updates. DW Sports correspondent Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni.